Time now for your comments. Finally, some real journalism, writes Deborah Fogelman Spinelli of Dover, Pennsylvania. She's referring to Julie Rovner's story on President Bush and John Kerry trading barbs over Medicare. She writes, "This report actually exposes the truth behind the generalized accusations and misleading claims. I have railed at reporters who let claims go by and do not pursue an accusation. I hope NPR continues with a series of reports following all of the issues." Starting Monday, Morning Edition does begin a week-long series examining key policy issues and how each of the two candidates plans to tackle them. Dozens of you wrote personal responses to our reports on how children are affected by antidepressant drugs. Anissa Koff of Memphis writes, "For a time I was on an antidepressant. My therapist told me the drugs should be part of my treatment, but it was always understood that the weekly counseling was the most important part. If doctors prescribe antidepressants, especially for children, without providing counseling, they are not solving the problem, merely treating the symptom." Danny Meyer, a psychotherapist in Jackson, Michigan, writes, "I'm no advocate for the big drug companies, but I'm concerned the current debate will scare an already vulnerable population. I know many teens whose lives may have been saved by these medications. Such stories often remain hidden behind the stigma of mental illness." Chris Todd, a former psychiatric nurse from Big Pine Key, Florida, says, "We overlooked an important point when reporting that some children commit suicide after going on antidepressants." Chris Todd writes, "Many people suffering depression wish to commit suicide, but lack the energy to do so. Ironically, as they get better, they regain enough energy to make plans they can follow through on. It is just when a loved one seems to be turning the corner on depression that they need to be monitored more closely." Some corrections now. In our remembrance of Broadway writer Fred Ebb, we said the songwriting team, Kander and Ebb, won Oscars as well as Tonys. We got the Tony part right, but although they were nominated twice for Oscars, once for Funny Lady and once for Chicago, they never quite made it there. On Labor Day, we gave San Francisco slugger Barry Bonds a few more home runs than he deserved. We said he was just one shy of 700 homers. Actually, he had 696 at the time. Today, as a matter of fact, he is at 699. Steve Inskeep's conversation with librarian Nancy Pearl about some of her favorite opening lines from novels inspired a few of you to submit your own favorites. Natalie Thompson of Silver Spring, Maryland, suggested this opener from Khaled Hosseini's The Kite Runner.
"I became what I am today at the age of 12 on a frigid, overcast day in the winter of 1975.
Finally, my interview with the author of a new book about film strips that many of us watched in school brought this from Pamela Moore of Sarasota, Florida, who writes, "Over the years, I've given my children advice on a wide variety of subjects. Sometimes they ask, where did you get that stuff? Frankly, I really didn't know until I heard that a flood of memories hit me. It was all those film strips I watched in public school. Wow, my kids had every right to be concerned." And like good mothers everywhere, we worry when you don't write. Our email address is morning@npr.org.